Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in St. John chapter 7, verses 25 through 53, an extended passage of scripture, where Jesus continues to speak openly in the temple of some of the religious leaders who seek to have Jesus arrested. Divisions arise among the people that are listening to Jesus. And again, God's guiding word for us today is love. So let's begin. Some of the people of Jerusalem said, "Isn't this the man the authorities are trying to kill? Look, he is talking in public and they say nothing against him. Can it be that they really know that he is the Messiah? But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from, and we all know where this man is from." As Jesus taught in the temple, he said in a loud voice, "Do you really know me and know where I am from? I have not come on my own authority. He who sent me, however, is truthful. You do not know him, but I know him because I come from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed in him and said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more miracles than this man has?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about Jesus, and so they and the chief priests sent some guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I shall be with you a little while longer, and then I will go away to him who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, because you cannot go where I will be." The Jewish authorities said among themselves, "Where is he about to go so that we cannot find him? Will he go to the Greek cities where our people live and teach the Greeks? He says that we will look for him, but will not find him, and that we cannot go where he will be. What does he mean?" And on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Whosoever is thirsty shall come to me, and whosoever believes in me should drink. As the scripture says, streams of life-giving water will pour out from his side." Jesus said this about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were going to receive. At that time, the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not been raised to glory. Some of the people in the crowd heard him say this and said, "This man really is the prophet." Others said, "No, he is the Messiah." But others said, "The Messiah will not come from Galilee. The scriptures say that Messiah will be a descendant of King David and will be born in Bethlehem, the town where David lived." So there was a division in the crowd because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. When the guards went back, the chief priests and the Pharisees asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Nobody has ever talked this way that this man does." "Did he fool you too?" the Pharisees asked them. "Have you ever known one of the authorities or one Pharisee to believe in him? This crowd does not know the law of Moses, so they are under God's curse." One of the Pharisees there was Nicodemus, the man who had gone to see Jesus before. He said to the others, "According to our law, we cannot condemn people before hearing them and finding out what they have done." "Well," they answered, "are you also from Galilee? Study the scriptures, and you will learn that no prophet ever comes from Galilee." Well, today's key verse is John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, where Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Whosoever is thirsty should come to me, and whosoever believes in me should drink." You know, it was interesting that with all of this in-depth teaching that Jesus was giving, there was still so much confusion among the crowds. They didn't know whether this was Messiah, whether it was the Pharisee, or what it could, you know, what could all this mean? But it could mean only one thing to the Pharisees and to the religious crowd, however, that this man was going to rock their boat and they were about to lose all of the influence that they had over the Jewish community, and therefore this Jesus had to die. Isn't that the way of mankind? What we don't understand, we fear. What we fear, we hate. And what we hate, we attack. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, I believe that you are the Messiah. Yes, Lord, I believe in you, and I thirst for your word and the life-giving water you offer. Draw me close to you and teach me to do your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we'll be reading from John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, where the religious leaders seek to test Jesus. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.